Yeah, that's gross. I like it.
No, don't turn off my mic. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Hey, Dad, don't turn off the fucking mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the fuck up, Dad! Bad enough that you bring this stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it into everybody else's.
It's woke news on the Johnny B Show.
Ah, yeah. The greatest sounder in all news radio. What do we got for him tonight, Will?
Do you know who Tess Holliday is, Johnny? Are you familiar with this person?
Oh, I love this big old broad.
You've heard of her before, though, correct or no?
Only because of you and Dead Girl. You alerted me to her. She is the super BBW Instagram fame.
Yes, she is a very large woman. She's an American plus-size model, blogger.
That's a huge bitch!
And makeup artist based in Los Angeles. She's had many, you know, claims to fame. She's claimed that she's healthy at any size.
And makeup artist. Is she putting lipstick on with a roller? That big boo.
She is a very large one. Pretty, though. I will say she is. She is a pretty woman. But she's morbidly obese. And by the way, that's gross. Fine. It's not gross.
The term is grossly obese. There's levels. Yeah. There's levels to it because I was grossly obese in my medical chart. At one point in my life, very offensive. I was worse than morbid, which is dead.
Oh my God! Yeah, that's rough. That's rough. Well, she was.
You know what's after grossly obese?
Yes, it is. No, I don't.
It's super obese. That's when you're up over 700, like over 600-700 pounds. Super obese. Now you're a goddamn Avenger. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's better than grossly. I'd rather be super than grossly.
I'm super.
Well, she was on the Tamron Hall show. I don't know if you're familiar with this person. I've never heard of this before until today, but Tess Holliday was on the show, and she recently got a diagnosis. And maybe I should just let her tell her story here. And keep in mind, she's probably in the grossly obese stage right now as she tells us about her new diagnosis.
Day to day. Both professionally and personally, because you're dealing with this. It's not a secret. They notice it, but it's not diagnosed. And the problem is there, but it's not been named.
It was extremely hard, but I had normalized it so much. I, you know, like you said earlier, when you have so many people saying things to you online, I'm tough as nails, but it gets to you. And I would be lying if I said that it didn't affect me. And so when I hear people saying all you do is eat and you eat, it's like you almost believe it, even though I know I'm not. So it was extremely isolating. It was lonely. And I will say that getting a diagnosis does feel wonderful, but it is extremely lonely. It's sometimes I really fight with the shame of it, which I think is
What's the
hardest.
What's the diagnosis?
I thought they said. So I'll just tell you. She has been diagnosed, Johnny.
Oh, God.
With anorexia.
Huh?
She's diagnosed with anorexia. Now, if you don't know what anorexia is... Dude, I'm telling you, it's a joke. Real life is a joke now. There was the shirt. Remember the old shirt that you could still buy, but it was around, you know, I don't know when it was invented.
I have five of them that people have bought for me.
And they're hilarious.
I never bought it myself.
And a big fatso wears this shirt, and it says, I beat anorexia on it. And it's a joke, and it's funny. Yeah. Anorexia, if you don't know, is an eating disorder that causes people to obsess about weight and what they eat. Anorexia is characterized by a distorted body image with an unwanted fear of being overweight. Symptoms include trying to maintain a below normal weight through starvation or too much exercise. Medical treatment may be needed to restore normal weight, blah, blah, blah. So,
by the way, Will, I've had two really good friends that were coworkers of mine back in the day that were legit anorexic. And it's not pretty. It's a very sad mental illness. And both of them have recovered since in their own time. But one of them, very beautiful girl. And I watched her go from like being a basically a model to being skin and bones and eating 300 calories a day. It is a very sad, sad state to be in. And for this big, giant Macy's Day Parade blow up to say that she's anorexic, to me, you're culturally appropriating a disorder. Like, it's a slap in the face to these people that are really starving. She is not anorexic. And for her to go, people just assume I eat a lot. Yeah, you know what, people? Anybody with eyes, anybody, you can't maintain that weight without eating thousands of calories a day. Like, literally, you have to eat 10,000 calories a day to be 500 pounds. You have to. You have to.
Literally, the symptoms, you know, the overview is compulsive exercise, which I know that she's also claimed that she exercises a lot.
Exercises her right to eat, man. She can't exercise, Will.
A lot of these, she takes pictures in exercise clothes. And, you know, we'll take a short video of doing, like, you know, curls or something and saying, like, oh, I got my hour workout in. Now, maybe she is. I don't know. But you know, what is she doing after the workout? I would say that's what matters. You know, typically there's a compulsive exercise to this disease. And also the second part of this is an abnormally low body weight would be the woman does not have. I'm going to put during the break, I'm going to put a photo of Tess Holliday up. Be nice. Don't be too mean or anything. But
yeah, let me be clear. All right, I sound like Obama. Let me be clear. I don't have a problem with her being big, okay, at all. Like, I would never do that. I've been a fat person my whole life. I've been grossly obese. I have been normal obese. Right now, I'm morbidly obese, trying to get back to normal obese. But the way she's presenting herself, all right, first of all, don't talk about how your feelings get hurt and people are mean to you online. When online, you being a big old girl, that's how you make your money. And she makes a lot of money.
Yeah, she does really good.
She is a huge influencer. And you're doing it with your weight. So I'm not going to feel bad for you. You are putting yourself out there. You are, you know, basically, you know, pimping out your weight. You're wearing all these outfits. You're doing all this thing. You're not getting the attention because of any other reason. Now, you're a pretty fat girl. Sure, that helps out.
Oh, yeah.
But the hook is you're a big girl. That's your niche. So own it. You know, it's no big deal. Just go get it. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, there's some problems with you mentally, you know, because, you know, you got some disorders going on if you're that big. I've had that problem my whole life, you know, but, you know, I'm not going to go on national TV and say, you know, hey, people hurt my feelings. You know, if I was making, you know, way over six figures, she probably makes $250,000 a year, if not more, just from, you know, Instagram ads and everything else. She's killing it in that game, you know. But then to say you're anorexic, what kind of attention grab is this? That's crazy.
I don't know. But it's very strange. And I really feel like I can't get over the fact that, like, real life and the problems that people have are quite literally jokes. A joke t-shirt.
Yes.
And this is what this is. I don't know what doctor is diagnosing her with anorexia, but it's quite evident. If they're not, maybe it's a blind doctor or something that they can't see. But I mean, it's quite evident that she is not anorexic.
You could hear her walking in if you were a blind doctor.
I mean, I'm looking at her ham hock leg, and God bless her, she's got tattoos all over it. But good Lord, I mean, again, I don't care what people do, but don't complain about it. I mean.